You over there? Guy Raz! Guy Raz!
Mindy, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. What is the emergency?
Just wanted to see if you wanted to hang out. You busy?
Well, I was busy sleeping.
But now you're awake. Want to play a game?
Mindy, all games that involve people outside our families have been canceled until further notice. We just have to be patient and know that we're all in this together, even if we're apart.
Well, our imaginations haven't been canceled.
What?
Let's play our new game show, only this time we'll play it in our imaginations.
Isn't that what we always do?
Guy Raz, meet me in my imagination in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after spinning around till you can't tell mommy from daddy, it's 2 Whats and a Wow!
Opening round of 2 Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off last week.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about hearts and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, sea anemones have 3 hearts?
Or was it B, a healthy heart can pump 2,000 gallons of blood a day?
Or was it C, a bald eagle's heart rate when flying can soar up to 1,000 beats per minute?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Russell from Washington. Russell, what's the winning wow?
Hi, I'm Russell. I'm from Battleground, Washington. I've had 4 open heart surgeries. My wow in the world is that your heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood every single day. Say hi to Thomas Fingling and Grandma G-Force and the most wonderful person in the world, drumroll please, Dennis!
Aww.
Oh, and don't forget Reggie the Pigeon.
Winner, winner, aortas for dinner!
Okay, well, if you guess the answer B, that healthy human hearts can pump 2,000 gallons of blood a day, you pick the winning wow. Congratulations, Russell. You are correct.
Healthy human hearts can pump 2,000 gallons of blood a day. That's about 5 to 6 quarts every single minute.
For those of you who guessed A or C, you weren't that far off.
If you guessed A, sea anemones don't actually have a heart at all. And bonus info about sea anemones? Recent research found that sea anemones' genes are considered to be part animal and part plant.
And if you guessed C, well, a bald eagle's heart rate can only beat around 100 to 250 beats per minute. However, hummingbird heart rates can reach around 1,000 beats per minute.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Mindy, all of our winning wowzers will be taking home their very own invisible copy of DJ Grandma G-Force's debut album.
My Grammy hopeful Grandma G-Force recently debuted an album featuring the coolest beat she knows of, the beat of her own heart, with hits such as Did Somebody Call My Name and Wasabi in Paradise. These beat, bop, and jams will have you dancing to the rhythm of G-Force's very own heart.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going
to
take a quick break, but when we come back, it's another round of 2 Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for NPR and the following message for parents come from NPR and NPR member stations. Support your local station at npr.org/stations.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to another round of 2 Whats and a Wow. Our category today is coronavirus, and more specifically, COVID-19, the disease caused by coronavirus. Now, before we get started, Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. We're going to present you with three scientific facts about COVID-19. We challenge you to guess the true wow.
All right, Mindy, let's get started. Which of the following facts about COVID-19 is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, washing your hands for 20 seconds many, many times a day is one of the best ways to prevent the coronavirus from infecting you and the people you love?
Or is it B, staying inside and avoiding close contact with anyone outside your home is the best way for you and your family to stay safe during this time?
Or is it C, it is extremely rare for kids to get really sick from the coronavirus?
One more time. Is it A, washing your hands for 20 seconds many times a day is one of the best ways to prevent the coronavirus from infecting you and the people you love?
Or is it B, staying inside and avoiding close contact with anyone outside your home is the best way for you and your family to stay safe during this pandemic?
Or is it C, it is extremely rare for kids to get really sick from the coronavirus?
When you think you have the right answer, or answers, wink, wink, winkity, wink, write it down on a sheet of paper and whisper it to yourself in the mirror.
And check back tomorrow to see if your wow or wows is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operations Shout Out to the Helpers.
We know there are a lot of doctors, nurses, scientists, grocery store employees, sanitation workers, and delivery folks around the world who are working very, very hard right now.
We challenge you to make a short video thanking these helpers who are doing all they can to make our lives so much better.
Once you're done, grown-ups, you can send the video to us at tinkercast.com/share, and we'll post some to share with these folks around the world.
And immediately after you do this, wash your hands while singing the Wow in the World theme song at the same time.
And be sure to check back tomorrow as we reveal the answer or answers to today's question when we'll play another round of... Two What's in a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grenman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.